This is In Focus on WSIU. Southern Illinois ornithologist and ecologist Mike Baltz is back with his monthly look at the natural history of this place we call home.
I was recently in Florida with my wife visiting our son, James, over the Thanksgiving holiday. Monique and I were snowbirds for 5 days, and James and I watched some actual birds while we were there. James, who is new to birding, got several lifers on our outings, and my lifer for the trip was the northern gannet, a large seabird known for its dramatic plunge diving for fish. In total, James and I recorded over 50 species, including several species that are only in Florida during the winter months, the northern gannet being one of those. Back home in southern Illinois in December, the bird pickings can feel pretty slim this time of year as opposed to Florida. But did you know that hiding out there in our fields, forests, and backyards are at least 20 species of birds that are only here in the winter? I've seen this arrival of actual snowbirds called the secret migration, and I think that's an apt description of what happens. None of these birds are particularly colorful or vociferous, and they can pass the winter season largely undetected as we spend most of our time cozy and warm inside. Dark-eyed juncos and white-throated sparrows are perhaps the most conspicuous of the southern Illinois snowbirds. Small flocks of little gray and white juncos can be seen along woodland edges and in yards, quietly feeding on the ground before flying to the nearest brush pile for cover when startled. The aptly named white-throated sparrows are one of the few songbird species that can be heard singing in winter. Their song is often described as sounding like Old Sam Peabody, Peabody, Peabody. Hornlarks are another common songbird in southern Illinois in winter, but you will have to get out to some farmland to see them. These small, sparrow-sized birds are named for the small, black, horn-like feather tufts on their heads and can be seen along rural gravel roads in winter. The songbirds that are here in winter are eating mostly seeds. The juncos and sparrows eat grass seeds and visit bird feeders inspecting sunflower seed husks for bits of seed that the cardinals and chickadees have missed. Hornlarks are searching the farm fields for grains the farmers have missed. If you are out and about in the rural parts of southern Illinois in winter, perhaps looking for horned larks, keep your eyes peeled for a couple of raptors that are notable winter visitors, the northern harrier and the short-eared owl. Both of these hunting species can be seen during the day, flying low over grassy fields in search of tasty rodent meals. I would be remiss if I didn't mention a woodpecker species that visits us in winter, the yellow-bellied sapsucker. Sapsuckers drill rows of small, shallow holes in trees, often encircling the trunk. These holes become sap wells from which the birds lap up flowing sap with their specialized tongues. Fun fact, many coconut palm trees in the Bahamas also have these marks, so I would argue that the smartest sap suckers overwinter in the tropics. Perhaps the most impressive of the avian winter visitors to southern Illinois are the majestic trumpeter swans. The largest of North America's waterfowl, male trumpeter swans average 26 pounds and have a wingspan of over 6 feet. Southern Illinois is at the southern extreme of the trumpeter swan's wintering range, but they are here, and you can find them feeding in harvested agricultural fields, often in pairs, as male and female couples stay together throughout the year. Once hunted to near extinction, today it is estimated that there are over 60,000 trumpeter swans on the continent. In the end, friends, while Florida can be a nice place to visit in winter, especially if you are a birder, don't sleep on Southern Illinois and the birds of our secret migration.
That's ornithologist Mike Baltz. You can hear his nature notebook at WSIU.org.